likes to say the company might own his hands for 8 hours every day, but his mind is still his own. Nobody has a claim to that. So he packs his lunch and drives off to work each day. He punches the clock, puts in his shift, and clocks out again when it's time to go home. His dinner is simple, a can of soup or a piece of leftover rotisserie chicken from the grocery store, a bowl of ice cream or a handful of cookies for dessert, and a cup of black coffee to wash it all down. And when the dishes are done, when most men are popping open a can of beer and reaching for the remote, looking forward to a few hours of nothing to do but stare at a flickering screen, he slips into a pair of worn, stained, canvas work pants and goes out to the garage, because that's the place where his mind and his time are his alone. He discovered that he was good with his hands when he was a kid in high school. The old shop teacher, well, he seemed old at the time, noticed too. The instructor watched him work and commented on the way he picked up a board, eyed it, ran his fingers along the grain, and then went to work. "You got away with wood, son," the teacher told him. While he was still in that class, a shy, lanky teenager whose arms and legs felt too long and loose-jointed to be of any use to anybody, the man realized that when he pulled a board out of the bundle and stood still and quiet, something deep inside him picked up the vibration that told him what no one else could feel. He could look at a piece of wood and see what it could be made into. It had happened with the table his mother always kept beside her bed, and the cabinet his little girl, who had grown children of her own now, still used to display her childhood collection of model horses, and the gun rack he'd made for his father, his last Father's Day gift. He'd heard the wood speak to him when he made a jewelry box for the girl in his high school class, the one with the dark eyes that crinkled as she smiled, and for 50 years she'd kept the wedding ring he'd given her in it. The man hasn't been a teenager for 60 years. He's lost a lot of his hair, some of his hearing, the tip of one finger, and 2 years ago, after months of little losses, he lost his wife. But he hasn't lost everything. Every night when he rolls up the heavy garage door and flips the switch on the wall, he infuses cold steel tools with soul. When he is in his garage, he still has the power. He still has a way with wood.